for me, it's not a Jesuit pope. He's a pope that happens to be Jesuit, and he's a pope for all the faithful. And I'm loving the fact that, you know, he's taken the name Francis, which will hopefully, you know, bring about a renewed interest in Franciscan spirituality. It's a beautiful spirituality as well, and kind of brings maybe together the best of Franciscan and Ignatian spirituality, which is that spirituality of St. Ignatius, the founder of the Jesuits.
Your own area, or an area that you are very interested in, is ecology. Do you think he'll bring anything to that area?
Well, I don't really know so much about his background, except the name, taking that name would suggest that he has a particular interest in it, care of the poor and care of the natural world and respect of the natural world. So I would be hopeful, because again, it's an area where we really need to pay much more attention to how we live cheek by jowl with the natural world, with animals, in a more respectful and in a more sustainable way.
So what things might he introduce, or are there any? He's already made great symbolic gestures towards poverty and simplicity. What symbolic gestures, or otherwise, or practical gestures might he make in terms of ecology?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, the thing that has struck me about him, and I think what's struck a lot of people about him, is that the style seems to be a bit different. You know, there was an awful lot that was good and positive about what Pope Benedict brought, and a lot of truth in maybe what he brought and what he was saying, but just maybe the way that he was able to kind of convey it. And the way that he was able or not able to relate to people was kind of different. And I think this man, just coming from the experience that he's coming from, where he seems to be rooted very much in the day-to-day reality of people's lives, he would just bring a different style to things, a different style to how he relates to people, and how he lives himself, and how he seems to relate to the natural world. And it just... It's just a style that seems to be much more simple, much more rooted, much more back to basics, maybe. I'm not really too sure. I don't know his whole history in terms of ecology, but just that overarching thing seems to be one of simplicity and one of rootedness in the reality of people's experiences.
Talk about your own spirituality in relation to ecology.
I've come to read a little bit recently about the idea of a new cosmology. The idea is that rather than looking at the order of things in terms of a pyramid with inanimate objects like stones at the bottom and then animals and then, you know, humans at the top of the ladder, if you like, it looks at us all being one, the interrelationship between all of us, between all creative beings, animal life, humankind, and the natural world. And I suppose that would be where I would kind of locate myself. You know, it's very interesting to consider scripture in the light of love my neighbour as myself. Well, does that extend to the animal kingdom as well? And for me, it does. Thou shalt not kill. What does that say to us in terms of how we approach issues like the deforestations in the Amazon basin and stuff like that? So I think it's a new way of looking at stuff, and I think it's a very positive one.
What about issues around what we eat and what we wear? You know, if you're looking at thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, well, I find myself, if I go downtown, first of all, I suppose after a few years working, I worked with the Jesuits in Eastern Africa, and I suppose before leaving, I would have enjoyed going down to the shops, you know, every couple of weeks and picking up new things to wear and all the rest of it. But after a few years there, I found myself very much just getting what I needed to get. And very often it was secondhand clothes in a secondhand market. So that shifted things for me a lot. And even now, I suppose I would be very conscious of when I go into H&M or wherever I might go, that I just look at the label where the stuff is being made and I consider the price that it's been made on sale for. And if it doesn't add up for me in my head in terms of what I know about exploitation, be it of children or of women in terms of manufacturing, then I just won't buy it. I suppose I'd be much more concerned about what I need and what I don't need. And I won't buy in my weekly shop, I'll try not to buy stuff with too much plastic packaging. In fact, if I can get away with it, I won't buy it at all. Or if I go into the butchers, the way they usually put two plastic bags on what you buy, I'd usually just ask them to for one bag. You know, so things like that. They're small things, but probably, you know, they make a bit of a difference anyway.
Would going into the butchers in itself not be something of a contradiction?
Well, no, not really. Not really. I mean, I wouldn't eat that much meat. I'd probably eat meat maybe once a week, maybe twice a week sometimes. And for me, it's about how we use, whether it's vegetables, whether it's meat, animals. It's our approach to it. It's if they're respectfully raised, respectfully killed, you have a respect about how you use and that. I think everything has been given to us as gift. But we have responsibilities in relation to them. And if you think of, like, even the animal kingdom, they eat what they need. They don't eat to excess. Do you know what I mean? And I think there's a lot that we can learn from the animal kingdom in that regard, and if we could just pick up on a bit more of that. So it's about using respectfully and knowing responsibilities in relation to, and then knowing when enough is enough.